received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Good morning.
Chinese New Year, for those of you who don't know. So we are celebrating this weekend and eating a lot.
It's the year of the ram, okay? I'll give you some advice from Feng Shui. Number one is that if you're a horse, you're very lucky. If you're a boar and rabbit, you're also lucky. This is a year that you can be a little more aggressive. However, if you're a ram itself, be a little more careful. And if you're a cow, be especially more careful about injury and stuff like that. Last year, I'm against the year of the horse. And the best thing to do to reduce serious damage from accidents, you have more chance of accident if you're a cow.
Or health problems.
Health problem, okay? Go donate some blood. Mm-hmm. So just in case you have an accident, you already bleed already, okay? Now, don't think this is hocus pocus. Otherwise, I won't spending my time telling you all this, okay? Your front door or garage where you go in and out, this year the worst direction is southeast, okay? It's major illness. And west, also, in those areas of your house, west and southeast, do not do any remodeling. You'll cause injury, cause sickness, and stuff like this. Later on, I'm working on a book right now, and I'll tell you all the cases that I observe, okay, you know, throughout the last, especially the last couple of years. We have been observing at home and on my patients, and I'll share those with you later. So keep those things in mind, and I'll repeat them as in our program as we go along.
So let's repeat that again this year. If you are
a horse, you're lucky.
Very lucky.
Very lucky, okay? You're boar and rabbit, you're also going to have better luck. If you're a ram, you have to be careful. A cow, especially, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as your house, okay, front door or garage where you come in and out frequently, southeast is a major illness area, and west is an injury area. Those areas, you should not have any remodeling, no hammering and banging and stuff like that. You increase that chance, and I'll share what happened to us and to let you know you're not hocus pocus.
Okay, well, let's get to our first guest today, Gloria.
Okay.
Gloria's been on our show before.
Yes. As always, we want to tell you the most important thing is that all chronic ailments, Western syndrome, can be cured. Mm-hmm. And the way to do it is to restore health, not fighting disease. Last time Gloria was on our show, she didn't have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
She had multiple sclerosis diagnosed many years ago, and she cured them herself, okay? Is Gloria on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Gloria.
Welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Gloria, where are you from?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Okay. And you were actually on our show about 2 weeks ago, and you were talking about your colon cancer.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And we'd like you to talk about your multiple sclerosis. When were you diagnosed with that?
Oh, that was about 31 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was diagnosed with it by the symptoms and the spinal tap fluid.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was in a wheelchair and had extreme fatigue and problems with my eyes, mm-hmm. and could hardly walk,
mm-hmm.
and lost my balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I started reading and doing a lot of research and changed my diet and lifestyle.
How did you change your diet?
Well, more fresh fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. and rather than the processed foods,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that helped too was taking different supplements and minerals that the body was lacking, and
mm-hmm.
I had a hair analysis and blood work done,
uh-huh.
and I followed that program, and I gradually got stronger, and I haven't been in a wheelchair since.
It wow.
took me about maybe 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and they did have me on Elevil, which helped me in the beginning, but then the symptoms became worse, and so
oh.
I took myself off of that, and then it was uphill ever since.
Great. That proved that the medical profession is wrong, and the public is right, okay? Those things can be cured, and you get on the disease model, fighting disease with Elevil, with any other drugs,
mm-hmm.
you get worse eventually.
Right. Gloria, so did you consult anyone for the diet, or you just read books? Is that?
I think there was a book that I read. I started out with Adele Davis and vitamin books, and there was a book years ago. I don't know if it's still in print. Diet for multiple sclerosis.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Okay, what get you worse this time that led you to see us? What happened to you? You had eye problem, dizziness, depression,
yes,
pain.
Because you have macular degeneration.
Yes, I have all those problems. And what has happened was I started losing my balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be very careful when I walked. And I don't know if it was a symptom from the MS or what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a real severe problem with losing my balance.
And when did this come back again?
It's been after I had chemotherapy. Seems
oh,
like the symptoms.
See, that is.
So
I'm glad you say that because I almost forgot.
The
yes.
symptoms returned after your chemotherapy, and the colon cancer. You had you didn't finish it. You actually didn't finish the chemotherapy. Right?
No, I had 4 months of treatment instead of 6.
Okay.
So did you feel better out of chemo or worse?
Oh, worse.
Worse.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
And it didn't do anything to help your cancer either.
Yeah. Okay, one of the things that you were very concerned with is your eye problem. And it seemed to me that you talk more about it when you first saw me than your pain and other things. So can you tell us what are the symptoms? Actually, what are the major symptoms when you first came back to see us?
With the eye problems or the other problems?
All the other problems. What are the major ones that concern you?
Oh, gosh, I think they were all major to me. I mean, with the eyes, the vision coming and going with the macular degeneration,
mm-hmm.
and with losing my balance, fatigue, and it was like I was dead, like I didn't have any energy in my body.
Mm-hmm. You also had tinnitus ringing in your ear?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Yes, really bad.
So what happened with my first treatment to you?
First of all, I could lift my leg from the sciatic nerve problem.
Yes.
Oh, you can lift your leg now.
Yes, I don't have any pain in that area at all.
Good.
No pain in sciatica anymore.
Okay. No.
How long did you have that?
Yes.
Probably off and on for about 6 months, and it gradually got worse.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's gone. You can lift your leg now.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No sign of it at all.
Okay. And then you had the eye problems, the macular degeneration, the vision coming and going.
How is it now?
Well, right now it's fine, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In what way is it getting better? What was the problem before? You see the black ring?
Yes. The right eye is fine, but the left eye, there was like, have problems when I look straight ahead. Anyone that has a macular degeneration understands you look straight ahead and it's like you can't see the face.
Yes.
And that was kind of like I could see half of the face, and then I always had like a black ring.
Yes.
In front, and well, I don't have the black ring now.
Good.
And I think it's clearing a little where the vision straight ahead when I see a person's face.
Yes.
So you can see it now.
I have restored the vision of a lady, Toby. She had a juvenile glaucoma for, no, she's 70-some years old, and 9 years being labeled as legally blind. And I got her to the point that she can watch some TV, mm-hmm. not very clearly, but she can take care of herself, cook for herself, and cook for her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the ringing in the ear? How's that now?
That's fine.
Gloria?
The ringing in the ear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is gone.
Oh, that's gone. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That is incredible. And you also had asthma, shortness of breath?
Yes, yes.
And how's that?
Well, I'm doing fine.
And how about the balance and the dizziness?
I'm not dizzy anymore either. No. That's another thing.
And how long have you been getting treatments from Dr. Tong, Gloria?
I think I started around November the 11th, and I've had 7 visits.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, 7 visits, and all this problem you have for many years, they are major problem, and you were very depressed. And they are, how are you depressed still?
No, I'm not depressed, and I'm doing better emotionally, too, you know, and... Mm-hmm. I feel that I'm able to communicate better.
Oh.
And I feel like there's more life force there.
Good.
Spirit, yes.
And all that from 7 treatments, okay? And because Medicare will not allow more than 3 treatments every 2 months, if they allow more frequently, you would have been even better.
Sooner. Mm-hmm. How's your energy?
The energy is better.
Mm-hmm. Let me interrupt you for a second. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. You're listening to Dr. Tong's Freedom from Pain radio show. This is Gloria speaking with us. She's had many, many years of these symptoms, right? All these symptoms actually started 30 years ago. Is that correct, Gloria?
About 31 years ago, yes. That's when the multiple sclerosis started.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one point. Even though you get on a natural diet, you do not have enough knowledge to totally restore your health. So some of the symptoms persist, mm-hmm. and that led to the colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And the biggest mistake was that putting colon cancer means that you have too much toxin mm-hmm. in the colon, okay? Then putting more toxin, the worst toxin of them all is chemotherapy. Cancer is a toxic state. You mm-hmm. use toxin to treat the toxic state, mm-hmm. and cancer is an immune deficient state.
She also had a surgery to take it out, right?
Yeah, that's removing the symptoms.
Removing the symptom.
Yeah, and then you use a chemotherapy which attack the immune system for immune deficient state. You call that scientific?
Well, Gloria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Your story is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yes.
Have a happy new year.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Good weekend and happy new year.
Bye-bye.
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 You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Gloria on the line. She was on our show about 2 weeks ago. It will be up on the website soon, show number 103, January 18th, and she gave us a little history of... the colon cancer she had suffered from multiple sclerosis 30 years ago and actually healed herself through changing her lifestyle habits, her diet. And after this many years, the symptoms returned after receiving chemotherapy for the colon cancer. She has had 7 treatments with Dr. Tong, and all of her symptoms are greatly improved. Her eye symptoms, the macular degeneration, she doesn't have black ring in front of her eye anymore. Her tinnitus is gone. She is. She can balance. She's not dizzy. Her energy is better. She has no sciatic pain.
After 7 treatments.
If this sounds too good to be true, it's not, because we
do that all the time.
Hundreds of cases.
Yes.
And the reason why it's not really that incredible is because we're treating the underlying cause of what's causing the symptoms rather than just taking the symptoms away.
Let me tell you how I do it, okay? The cure is within. Mm-hmm. You learn how to cure it, you enhance that. Whatever nature cure, you enhance it, you don't go against it, you don't disrupt function, you restore function.
Right. Because anyway, if you disrupt it, you'll get worse.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, our next guest. Okay. I got a call from him a couple of weeks ago. Very, very, very desperate because he told me he had a scrotum the size of a cantaloupe.
Mm.
And he begged me to stay.
That's painful, I imagine.
Very painful. With that. 2 Fridays ago, because I used to leave early on Friday, but I stayed with him, and I treated him 2 Fridays ago and yesterday. Okay, let's get Rod on the air.
Rod?
Yes.
Rod.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, doctor.
Yes.
Rod,
I'm doing okay.
Can you tell us where you're from, firstly?
Pardon?
Can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from here. I'm from California.
California.
I'm a native.
Okay.
What city?
I'm in Fontana right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are a retired policeman, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm a retired police officer, and in 1998, I was diagnosed with cancer in both my kidneys.
Both of them, okay.
Both of them. First, they removed a third of my right kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 weeks later, they removed the entire left kidney completely.
Mm. Yes.
I was cancer-free for 2 years. They said I didn't need any chemo, no radiation, no medication at all. So I came home, and I was fine, and I kept on working, and nothing was wrong. But I was going back for periodic checks every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one that I found, they told me that the cancer had come back onto my partial kidney and onto my lungs, and it was spreading fast.
Oh.
They said you have 6 months to a year and a half to live.
And they told you this when?
Pardon?
When did they tell you this?
In 1998. No, I'm sorry. That was in 2000.
2000.
That was in 2000.
In 2000, they told you you had 6 months to live.
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be 2003 already. So
it is 2003 now.
Yeah.
You know, this actually is very interesting to me because we just finished the renal system, and we went to a dialysis center, and they were teaching us all the different treatments for kidney cancer, and it was you got a partial nephrectomy on one of your kidneys, probably because your tumor was less than 4 centimeters, and the other one was probably greater than 4 centimeters, so they took out the whole kidney. Is that correct, Dr. Tong? Am I learning it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. However, it did return. So can you tell us what they did wrong, Dr. Tong?
Okay. Number one, they say that you were cancer free after you removed the cancer from part of the kidney and from the other kidney. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have cancer cells in my body. Everyone has cancer cells in the body. You don't tell me in a society, any society have all kinds of criminals. But criminals do not come out and bother the normal people when the immunity, when the law enforcement are normal. So everyone has cancer cells in the body. And even after you remove the majority of the cancer, the cause, the underlying disease that caused the cancer had never been treated. So it should be a crime, okay, to do it this way because the patient have a false sense of security that that their cancer have been treated and cured. Mm-hmm. Just like a bulging wall caused by a leak in the wall, the bulging wall, you remove the wall and replace the wall with a better wall. The consumer feels good because the wall look better.
Yeah.
If you know there's a leak, does it make you feel good?
Well, let's get back to a story because in 2000 they told you had only 6 months to live, right, Rod?
Yeah, that's right.
And then
it was late in 2000.
Late in 2000, which was about 2 years ago, and they said it spread to your lungs. So what happened after that? What happened to you after that?
Well, basically they put me on hospice, and they said we can't do any more for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was, in my opinion, and in the eyes of my family, I was about 2 days away from death when I barely heard about Dr. Tong. My son had heard him on the radio, and he got his number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was desperate.
Tell us your symptoms. What really the pain and what? No.
Well, I looked like I had swallowed a beach ball. My my lower abdominal area was all swollen out.
Mm-hmm.
My scrotum area was as big as a cantaloupe.
Wow.
I had trouble breathing. I had trouble urinating. Mm-hmm. I had trouble eating. Mm-hmm. And I called Dr. Tom, and I begged him for an emergency appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to see him two Fridays ago,
uh-huh.
and he relieved my symptoms the first treatment.
Mm.
For 2 days?
Yes, it came back. The symptoms started coming back 2 or 3 days later. And I went to see him yesterday, and he relieved all my symptoms. My scrotum area had gone way, way down.
Oh, excellent.
But by the time I got home, they were already inflated again.
Okay, tell me, how about the pain? Is the pain any better in the scrotum area?
The pain is somewhat better.
Okay.
You know, I never really complained too much about the pain. The pain was there, but I never complained too much about it.
But the pain is better than last week, right? The scrotal pain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Let me explain to you. No, you take a while to get rid of all the cancer cells that are leaking out in the abdomen and into the scrotum. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I found some more blockage that were able to relieve the scrotal pain, which mm-hmm. were your major complaint. And for the audience, Rod did
yes.
not talk like this. You hardly have energy to talk when you first saw me on Friday.
No,
now
you're
talk,
right. I didn't.
Yeah, you talk very normal, but before you're struggling to get mm-hmm. enough air to talk.
So you're giving yeah. him more energy in the lung
and
area.
Exactly, and your abdomen was very, very tense. How is it now?
Well, it's lower than it was.
Yeah, it's not.
It's still inflated, but it's not. It's not as bad as it was. I don't have any trouble breathing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I don't have trouble urinating.
Good.
As much as I did before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I got home, you know, I was eating like a bird. Now, my wife was serving me, and I would eat 2 or 3 bites, and I couldn't eat anymore.
Mm. Yes.
Well, yesterday when I got home from your office, I could have eaten a horse. I was so hungry.
Excellent.
Yeah, that means restoring health.
That is the best sign, okay?
Mm-hmm. And it continued on to the night.
Good.
I was hungry up until 11 o'clock.
Let me tell you, this is the best sign. Hunger is a sign of health returning. I cannot say that. I cannot guarantee that I can cure your cancer, okay? But when you're hungry, there are two ways that the body recover energy. We live to get energy.
Yes.
That's why you need to eat natural and fresh food. You need to get the chi, the energy. Everybody
yes.
wants the energy, okay? But when you're not hungry, your digestive system is not working, you get the food in, the food just pass through your body, the chi never get absorbed in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're hungry, that's a different matter. When something like, you know, after surgery, the first sign of recovery is hunger.
Right.
In a big flu and a big no cold, okay? When you're sick for a long time, the first sign mm-hmm. is hunger again.
Right.
So that's
back.
A very happy news when you're telling me mm-hmm. That you were so hungry. Yeah, you.
Well, like I said, I was not eating at all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was only drinking those supplemental drinks that the hospice supplied me
mm-hmm.
with, and I would get full with one of those little cans.
Like the Ensure.
But last night I ate a full meal. And
yes.
a couple of hours later, I was hungry again.
Okay, good. Let me tell you something. Okay? If they give you Ensure to drink, don't drink it. Don't
very
drink
bad.
It. Okay, that is a major cause of cancer. Because
don't drink
of the,
it?
No, don't drink the Ensure. Okay, eat regular food. Stay away from sugar. Sugar mm-hmm. causes damped. The Chinese call it damped moisture. And cancer is the thickest form of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Moisture would be like phlegm, mucus,
mm-hmm.
cholesterol, triglyceride, and if you get even mm-hmm. worse, it becomes cyst and tumor and then cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Are all different degree of damp.
Mm-hmm.
So they ensure they give you deepening your cause of the problem. So don't drink that.
Are you still in the hospice now?
I'm still on the hospice
mm-hmm.
program.
But you're home, right?
I tried to get a referral from them to let me see Dr. Tong, but they turned me down. So I went on my own. And I really think he saved my life because I was within a couple of days of death. I felt so
and
bad.
And they knew what he did and they still refused? Or they refused before?
They refused before I even went.
Okay.
You should,
they said they would not refer to anybody that did were any doctors that were doing any kind of experimental drugs. I told him, I said, you know, he's not doing experimental drugs.
Yes.
He's doing it all with natural
yeah.
natural things.
Yes.
And they said, well, we can't refer you.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing, Gay. I wish I recalled you the day before I started the first injection. You struggled to talk, and the only thing you told me is you were said, please relieve the pain. I don't care if I die or live. Just give me some relief. Just give me something. You keep repeating and saying that. Okay, that scrotal pain was very painful, and I'm
very painful.
Yeah, I was very happy yesterday that I finally found the area that caused the pain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't do the Friday ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So this time you can expect the pain relief to be lasting more than 2 days, mm-hmm. and then next treatment. Okay. And because
why am I bloated down in my scrotum again?
You
so
know, because
fast?
Because you still have a lot of cancer cells that are secreting those acidic fluid, okay,
fluid, yes.
from the liver, okay. Did you say you have history of drinking before?
Well, in my 20s and 30s, yeah, I did a lot of drinking.
So that damaged your liver. And because the medical profession did not really know how to restore function for liver, so you still had the weakness in the liver. So that contributed to the problem. So until we have get rid of more cancer, then the fluid will slowly come down. You cannot expect something so major that terminal, you know, close to terminal stage, to be cured with two treatments, you know.
But his energy level sounds
so that's good.
Your
appetite, your energy level, your pain, and a decrease in the abdominal distension, those are all very good signs after only two treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you for my
yeah.
life. I want to thank you for taking me in two Fridays ago as an emergency.
Yes.
Because I knew you got off early and you didn't want to be there on Fridays late.
That's right. But it's worth it, okay? Believe
you still
me.
You put me in, and I was very, very grateful for that.
Yes, I'm happy that you're responding. Yes.
Rod, thank you so much. Your story is incredible. Hopefully we can get you on soon again.
Thank you so much.
Good luck
okay.
to you.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Same to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and Happy New Year.